On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
Some breaking news this lunchtime, and the jury in the trial of Hillsborough Match Commander David Duckenfield has been discharged after failing to reach verdicts. The 74-year-old has always denied the gross negligence manslaughter of 95 Liverpool fans in the 1989 disaster. However, the former Sheffield Wednesday club secretary, Graham Mackerell, has been found guilty of failing to discharge his duty under the Health and Safety at Work Act.
KMFM News.
Footage showing a group of soldiers using a picture of Jeremy Corbyn for target practice has been slammed by a Kent MP. Tunbridge and Morling's Tom Tugendhat, who served in the army, has called it disgraceful. We're told the members of the parachute regiment were on a shooting range in Afghanistan and were using simulated paint rounds and not real bullets. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle has been in touch with the Ministry of Defence.
The official statement is this: we are aware of a video circulating on social media. This behaviour is totally unacceptable and falls well below the high standards the army expects. A full investigation has been launched.
Elsewhere, Jeremy Corbyn says he's looking forward to trying to find a Brexit consensus with the Prime Minister later. Many Conservative MPs have criticised the talks, and one junior minister has quit, calling it a grave error. Efforts are being stepped up to tackle knife crime in Kent. A committee is being set up to see what public bodies can do to reduce the number of people getting involved in violent offences. Now, it follows a summit led by Theresa May, which called for teachers, nurses and police officers to be held accountable for spotting signs among young people. Strew GP Dr. Julian Spinks isn't convinced that's the right way to go.
Ultimately, I'm a doctor. I'm there to actually treat people. Yes, I'm also there to protect the public under some circumstances. But the idea that one of my fundamental jobs is to spot people who are in gangs or extremists or whatever, I think that's going a little bit too far.
Well, police are continuing to investigate three stabbings in Tunbridge, Ramsgate and Herne Bay over the weekend. Meantime, more than 300 weapons have been seized in Kent as part of a crackdown by police on knife crime. Officers have been carrying out patrols since March the 11th. They recovered 39 firearms and 10 kilograms of gunpowder from just one address in Deal. More than £100,000 worth of criminal money has also been confiscated, and more than 150 people arrested.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Cash has been stolen and a worker threatened at a shop in Mepham. Two men said to be in their early 20s went into the store on Rooton Road at about 6:30 last night. Elsewhere, two men have been treated in hospital for arm and hand injuries following an attack on a playing field in Ashford. Police were called to reports of a disturbance on Stanhope Road just before 7 last night. So far, no one's been arrested. And plans to get rid of jail sentences of under a year have been welcomed today by some former prisoners. A Commons report says people should receive community orders instead to tackle the prison population crisis. Former inmate Sean Atwood reckons it would reduce reoffending too.
The vast majority of prisoners were low-level drug users. They're thrown in this mix with these hardcore gang members, and by the time they get out, these short-term offenders are becoming proper full-on criminals. They're institutionalised. They've made their criminal connections in prison.
Well, our colleagues over at KMTV want to know what you think today. You can vote in the Twitter poll we've shared via at KMFM News.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and one of Ebbs Fleet United's players has spoken candidly about the troubles off the pitch at the club and says the money issues are always on their mind. Midfielder Andy Drury has been speaking to the KM Football podcast after the team refused to warm up ahead of their game at the weekend because they hadn't been paid on time again. Here he is speaking to the podcast.
It was something that obviously the players didn't want to do at all. We just want to play football, and we're on a good run at the moment, and we've got the playoffs in sight, and you know, like any job, you want to get paid, and we haven't been paid, and we had to take a stance, and yeah, it wasn't something we wanted to, but we just felt we had to do it. It's difficult all the way through the week, and it's difficult leading up to it, but I do think as soon as you go on that pitch, you don't think about it. You just want to, the mentality comes in, especially the people we've got in the squad, where we want to win and we want to perform, and that's what we've done all the time under difficult circumstances. But during the week's the hardest part, when you're being told you're getting paid and you're not getting paid, and you know, you've got families to feed and you're relying on money coming in, and it's not very good.
Today it's been revealed they also face being suspended from their training ground over an unpaid bill. Despite that, the team are pushing for promotion. You can hear the full podcast at kentonline.co.uk. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.